Blog Talk Radio.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
Okay, I don't think my next ad wants to play for some reason. The ads have been a little spotty, so we'll go ahead and start the show. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are dedicated to sharing the health benefits as well as talking about the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We are here to, you know, help provide tips and tricks as well as just allow others to understand a bit more about barefooting and their journey and just know that they're not alone and that they're valid. I am Phoenix. I host the show with Audrey, who I'm about to let in. Today we're doing the show separately. So if there's any, you know, disconnect
separately
with,
but together.
Us interrupting each other or anything, please just let me know. Or not let me know. I'm sorry. I meant just bear with us.
Just bear with us.
Oh, yeah, I can hear myself.
I went camping this weekend, and I thought my reception would be better than it is, and it's just not there. So she's doing the computer part for me today, but I'm still here, folks.
Yeah, for some reason, I think my voice was echoing back to me, so I hope you heard that all right. I thought you started talking, and then you weren't, and
I did.
You were talking, so. Okay.
We're going to have to, we've got new patience needed today on all of our ends, I think, just because with me being out in the middle of the woods and you being in the city and whatnot, it's just going to be, it's going to be a different kind of show, but I didn't plan this as well as I thought I did. I'm sure our longtime listeners are like, oh, that's shocking. But yeah, so,
where am I?
I thought I was gonna have better signal just because the reviews went out of this particular campground. I'm like, no. So I'm good enough. Strong enough for a phone call though. So here we are.
Exactly. No, you're good. And yeah, if I end up interrupting you, I am definitely sorry.
I'm not even gonna think about it. I'm not even gonna think about it. Because it's not, we both know it's going to happen, so there's no need to keep apologizing. Move on, lady.
You're right. Technical difficulties are not our fault. But how is the barefooting going on your trip?
It is phenomenal. It amazes me, though, how many people, like, when they're camping, like, they're, like, still gung-ho about these shoes. I'm, like, and looking at me like I'm all weird going on my hikes with no shoes and... I'm just like, I'm looking at them like, well, why do you have them on? Like, what's your problem? You're the one with the problem. I don't have a problem. But it's been great. I found some of the good mud on one of my hikes this morning, and I'm going to check out a couple other of the trails here and find some more. And yeah, it's been good. So, yeah.
That's... Sounds great.
Oh, there is a lot of goose poop here. There is a lot of goose poop here, which I'm not a fan of, but I have my, you know, my basically my foot cleaning kit for as needed. So I'm like, I just wipe them off when it's thick enough or whatever. But, I mean, because there's a big lake here, so there's going to be, you know, fowls. There's some cranes and some egrets, and it's just, it's lovely. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. Probably not my doctor, but me. It's what I ordered.
I
had a big training week at work, and then we start a new semester with our kiddos come Monday, so I'm like, nope, this is my recharge the brain weekend, and just me, kids stayed home with my husband, and yep, getting it together.
Yes, I'm glad you're able to do that. It's definitely really important to be able to take a step back and just reconnect, not even just with nature, but reconnect with yourself, with your body, to step away from all of the stress,
well,
and, you know, distractions.
Yeah, and it's like
focus on peace.
For whatever works for you, though, like I tell people, because like it's whatever happens work for you. Like for some people, a solo camping trip, there are some of my coworkers that are like terrified of even the thought of that. You know, but it's like, okay, so don't do it. But for me, this is what I need. Like, if you need a hotel and a spa, go get yourself a hotel and a spa for a day or two, you know. That's fine, but take the time. And in my opinion, obviously, you know, no shoes. But, I mean, take what you need for you and get yourself mentally right before you, you know, jump into something big again. Because we're getting ready to have, like, we're brand new semester. We've done all this training. We've got all kinds of new trial, error, tears, you know, getting the hang of new systems and things, and new methods. But it's going to be great. But I need this weekend for my brain to get back to where it needs to be.
No, exactly, and I'm glad you're able to do that because that's so important, and exactly, for everybody, you know, just do what speaks to you, do what brings you peace or comfort
right.
or you need, because that at the end of the day, that's what matters, you know, what works in so many different situations this applies to, but what works for one
mm-hmm.
person isn't necessarily going to work for another, and, you know, even with
exactly.
barefooting, are different, our reasons are different, but they're still valid reasons, but, you know, we may have our own preferences, you know, Audrey and myself, you know, have found, like, some, you know, physical benefits, but even mental benefits of just feeling, I don't know, I feel freer, I definitely feel grounded, I feel more connected, and I love, you know,
at peace.
Mud. What'd you say? I'm
yep.
sorry.
Oh, you should have seen. Did you see that picture I sent you? I'll put it on Instagram and Facebook later, friends, when I actually have a decent enough connection. But I found the good mud. Ugh, the mud that all, well, not all, I can't even say all, but most barefooters look for, the super runny, squishy. It's my favorite thing to find when I'm out. I'm dancing in that for a while. A couple people walk by on the hike like, what is she doing? I'm like, duh. I look them straight in the face and said, don't knock it till you try it. I said, if you're not willing to try it, you can't knock me. And I just kept on going. And I was like, this is it. But, you know, like I said, like we've said, you know, we're all different. So if it's not your thing, cool. But for me, that's one of my – actually, we're redoing the backyard, and I told my husband, I said, well, the things I want in the backyard when we're done, because he's talking about putting in a deck and a place for the grill, is I said, I want a little mud pit that I can just, like, soak the ground, get it soft and wet, and just have mud right there when I need it. So weird, maybe.
And if that's what you
definitely.
Though.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't.
He's already picked, and he's such a great husband. No, you're okay. He's such a great husband. He's already picked a corner, and I'm like, that's actually the perfect corner for it. So, yeah.
I'm glad.
But, yeah. So, but yeah, you were. I know we were talking before the show, and you. What was it you wanted? You went to the. Was it a car show you went to?
Yeah. So it was
last
like
weekend.
A local car race. that I went to at
right,
the Eldora
yeah.
Speedway. I went last Saturday when, you know, we did the show. And so I went in the evening, and it was my first time going to something like this. I don't know. I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know if I'd even really like it.
Right.
You know, it was a new experience. But I did. I did enjoy it. I had shoes walking in, not necessarily through the gravel parking lot. But I did have them went on when we got our tickets, and you don't have like assigned seating. So you just kind of sit wherever. And so when we found where we were going to sit,
yeah.
I ended up popping them off and didn't put them back on until we left.
Right.
I didn't have them on before we left, and we went with my boyfriend's family, and his dad, you know, was like, you got shoes? Like, you know, you probably should. And I was like, yeah, I got them. He was like, well, you should probably bring them, you know, just because they're, you know, might be, I don't know, I don't want you to get, like, hurt or something like that, you know. And I know it was just, like, him, you know, trying to, you know, be like, hey,
concerned, not judgy, yeah.
Yeah, especially since it was something I've never been to. I can get the concern. And also,
okay.
Like,
well,
when
it's not something you would know what all the dangers might be. So it's, like, best be prepared. Have them and not need them, then need them and not have them kind of situation in my book.
Yeah. Well, when he brought up that there was, like, a gravel, he's like, well, you're going to be walking on a lot of gravel. And I didn't have a problem walking on the gravel. And the funny thing is we were at my boyfriend's grandma's house, and they're, like, most of it is gravel, especially where I parked, and the parking is kind of weird. Where I parked is a little bit further, but the cars that like we were taking or the car that we were taking had to be parked closest to the house. And like, it's so weird. Like, cause it's, I don't even know how to explain it. Like it wraps around and then there's like being parked by the garage. It's so weird. I have to draw a picture to explain it. So I ended up parking a little further away. And so walking around to, like, the house, I'm like, the whole thing is gravel. All of it is gravel.
And you're like, and he's worried about gravel, and you're like, dude, do you know where I just walked?
And it's worse gravel. It's worse gravel than the parking lot was. And so I wasn't really concerned, but I brought him, whatever. But yeah, I did take them off once we got seated. And honestly, it's a very safe place. I mean, yes, maybe not necessarily for the racers because, you know, derby stuff that can be, that's hazardous. Okay. Like, and obviously those guys,
right.
I don't know if there were actually any female racers, there. I don't believe so, but the guys there, were they're all in, you know, heavy protective gear, helmets, you know, certain type of, you know, suit and, you know, so obviously, they, you know, have to be more protected.
Well, right. And then, like, you have to think how much more oil and stuff they might walk through and possibly, you know, there's a lot more hazards for them. It's one of those tool-specific things, you know.
One of the things, too, you know, if they're wearing helmets and they're already wearing a, you know, like, basically, like, you know, like a bodysuit almost that's supposed to be made of a certain material so that, you know, to help if, you know, any fire breaks out or whatever. Yeah, they're probably
right.
Going to wear a shoe. you know, they're wearing all this other, you know, they're wearing other protective gear, okay. But I do actually have a, you know, funny thing I want to get about protective gear. But anyway, it was very safe walking around. I did not have any problems. And I always watch and pay attention. And I actually went canoeing with my boyfriend's family earlier this summer, and they were like, oh, like there's glass here and there. But I knew where all the glass was before they pointed it out because, you know, I'm always watching. As somebody that uses a cane most of the time too, because of that reason, I'm also always watching. But even when I'm not thinking about my shoes or thinking about my feet hurting, I'm also able to be more aware. And when my body is moving better, because my body moves better when I'm not wearing shoes with my health issues, then, you know, I'm also able to pay attention better. And so it was safe. There was nothing to worry about. Like on in the bathrooms, you know, were well kept, I guess. I don't know, you know. So there wasn't even like I would slip and trip on toilet paper. And even if you're wearing shoes, that wouldn't have helped, you know. So there was nothing to worry about. Mostly concrete. And I really don't like walking on concrete. I'm definitely a nature person, like the mud, the grass. I love grass. I don't care. Like, I love grass, okay? I don't care if that makes me sound crazy.
Right,
you know?
Right. No, you're good. I got you.
Like, even, like, you know, where I moved to now, living in an apartment, I will not walk on sidewalks. Like, I prefer to walk through the grass, like, honestly, than walk on the sidewalk to get to my car. Well, everybody else stays on sidewalks and stuff. I'm just like, no, I want to feel the grass because I'm definitely not wearing shoes at this point. So there wasn't anything to worry about there, you know, for my feet or stepping on. So, I mean, it's a pretty safe place. It's the Eldora Speedway and New Weston, Ohio. They had drivers from Kentucky and Indiana. I don't know if they had anybody from Michigan, but they did like a crowd thing where they're like, you know, if you're from here, you know, yell. And so they started with certain areas in Ohio, and then they started with Indiana and Kentucky and Michigan. And there was actually a surprising amount of people from those. Clearly, you know, people who are involved in like the, you know, local car racing, or like, you know, state level type car racing, you know, type stuff. Like, obviously, I mean, they're into it. So, I mean, it makes sense to travel, but it was like, you know, this is my first time going to one. And it was just so interesting that there were, you know, people from, you know, all over, you know, Ohio, but also from other states that are still close by, but still. And it was like their family fireworks, beautiful fireworks show. But, it was a great time. I definitely recommend it. But, you know, with the cars racing by, especially with the races where they started adding in, like, it was, like, probably about 16 to 24 cars because at one point I think the most they had was 24. So once you got about that many on the track at one time, I mean, it was a lot more intense. But you could feel the vibration, honestly, you know, especially once they got cars in is what I'm trying to say. Sorry. That it makes sense, but like you can feel the vibrations. You can, especially we got down close near the last couple races that they had going on, and like I don't know, you could just feel it like coming at you. But even with the concrete, you could still like feel the vibrations in your body. And and more like dirt, more grass, and I wonder what the vibrations could have felt like through those surfaces. Because
I wonder if they would have been like muted.
Yeah, and I don't think either. Like, what would have that been like? Would it have been different? Because I know, like Meg, which we need to have her on again. You know, was talking about how there's a lot. I think she said there was like disruption with concrete wind vibrations versus the earth, but. Again, like, I don't know what that would mean for sound. So and I don't know if she would, I mean, we could bring it up to her in the future. Cause I'd love to have her on again.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Meg, we had her on a few months ago and she has, degrees in like kinesthesiology and
Something else that I can't remember, I probably just can't remember how to pronounce it, and that's why.
right.
But lady, she shared a lot with us about, you know, the body and vibrations, and kinesthesiology is the study of movement, especially like with the movement of the body in particular. And so you could feel the vibrations definitely, not even just in your feet, but like in your body. Because just standing there, like, I don't even explain it. But it was definitely a fun time. But you have to be careful with your ears. I recommend protection, it's, you know, earplugs, which is what I had. And then there were some kids and also, like, you know, some adults and teenagers that you knew, like, they probably do this on the regular, you know, going to going to like races like this, and because they had like the not earmuffs, but you know what I'm talking about. What would
headphones?
You call those?
Noise canceling headphones.
Thank you. I was like, oh, earmuffs. Oh my god, the noise canceling headphones on.
They're
thank
upgraded
you.
Earmuffs. You're welcome.
Oh,
it looks like it wants to rain where I am, man. I'm trying to get everything in the truck to keep from getting rained on, but
that might be fun later. Yeah. But probably not right now.
Not at this moment, no.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I definitely recommend.
Carry on.
Oh, you're good. I definitely recommend, you know, ear protection if you go to something like that. I did take mine out at the last race just because I like, or it wasn't even the last race, I think it was the last few laps of the last one, because there was like there was like 24 laps, something like that. I was crazy, and so, you know, I took them out because I just wanted to, you know, have that part of that experience, you know. And but I mean, it was a lot of years, like in the sense that like I enjoyed it and didn't have a problem doing that, but I'm like, if I went the whole time we were there doing that, I'm like, oh my god, my poor ears.
Right.
So I just thought it was fun,
yeah,
though, because, you know, for me, this was an experience where I needed, you know, a protective tool for my ears, but I didn't need a protective tool for my feet, showing that, you know, shoes are not always more necessary than other types of tools, technically, or protective gear, because, you know, shoes, just like earplugs, are meant for your protection. And
right.
And I don't know, I definitely liked having the earplugs in. I felt like, I probably would have left with, like, a migraine, honestly, if I didn't have them. And because I'm already more prone to them, but, like, I just, I don't understand, like, how there were people, my boyfriend's brother and his girlfriend, like, didn't use earplugs the entire time. But I guess his girlfriend, though, she goes to like these shows all the time, like she would always go with her family and stuff, so it's pretty normal, you know, to her. And I was like, how do you guys, but I guess if you get used to it.
It's like concerts, like I used to go to concerts all the time when I was younger, and I'd get like right up on where the amps are and all that, you know, no problem. But then like, and it's funny, as I get older, I'm noticing so many more people, like, at concerts I go to already having ear protection though they're younger, and I'm like, whatever. And I'm like, you know, that's actually pretty smart because I am so hard of hearing now. But it's just funny,
oh,
it's like that, though. It's like, I don't wear them because I'm like, well, I've already shot my eardrums. Like, we're good. But, you know,
well,
if you haven't, I recommend
still...
it. I highly Sorry. Recommend, you know, still protecting them ears.
Well, I feel like even with earplugs, like, you can hear everything better. It just seems, at least with earplugs anyway, because, like,
yeah,
I'd even been doing that at a concert, because, like, I don't know, I felt like I could hear, like, in a way I could hear, like, the sound details better than, you know, because all the, like, excess noise and, I mean, vibrations really were blocked out. That it was a lot easier for me.
Right.
Like,
no, I got you. You only picked up the frequencies
yelling.
You needed to hear. Yeah.
But Yeah, I took my shoes off. I went to the bathroom 2 times at least while we were there. And I went up to the concession area. So, you know, I got around a little bit around there with no shoes on. People were definitely looking, but nobody said anything. And I think that's what matters, you know. But I also look like a crazy hippie in a very rural area around a lot of very, like, rural country folk people. So, I mean, maybe between that and the bare feet, and I'm also a 20-year-old who walks with a cane, like, whether I like it or not, I bring on attention, apparently, you know. And
let me kind of do that.
I don't know. And I don't mean to. I guess I'm not noticeable. I don't know. But it was just so funny to me, though. Like, I can see my shoes, but I did something to protect my ears, you know. And so, like, oh, you should probably bring your shoes, which I appreciated, you know, my friend's dad saying, like, you know, I don't think it was really judgmental, but I know why he asked me if I had, because he didn't even just say, oh, like, you should probably bring your shoes. He's like, do you have shoes? Because I'm going to be honest.
As a protection thing, not a judgy, worry about other people's thoughts thing.
Well, and the thing, too, is I can't remember the last time I was actually wearing shoes around them. Because just go to your house, what's the point? Like, I'll go out to my car, no shoes. Like, I don't care. And, I don't remember if it was, I think it was last summer, one of my boyfriend's sisters made a comment, and it was like, how are even your feet tan? And I was like, I just don't wear shoes. Like, like, that makes sense. I was like, I don't know. Like, I mean, don't wear shoes.
I'll have tan lines that go up my calves because of the leggings I usually wear. But then, you know, my feet are the same color as the bottom half of my leg. But I still have a tan line, just in an odd place. So, yeah, that's funny. Oh, goodness.
Family, I, like, don't want pale feet. Try barefooting.
There you go. That's our next ad right there.
Yep, that's our next ad. And, oh, and we also need one that said, having a panic attack, throw your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take them off.
Throw your shoes at what you imagine is messing with your brain.
Not anybody, though. What would you say?
I mean, depending on who's around you.
If necessary, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. Oh, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say, actually. Never mind. But I don't know. It's just silly to me that, you know, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. That think that, like, shoes are necessary all the time. Like, I personally don't get it. Like, because I know people that they'll wear shoes around their home. They'll wear shoes and they go out just to their own backyard. And I'm just
Or, like, they'll get all, like, sock shoes, go get the mail, and then come back in and take them off. I'm like, wait, what?
Like, it's just, like, I personally can't understand it. And I'm sure they probably look at us and are like, oh, I don't understand. Because, you know, for all we know, they have actual reasons, you know, that we may not even be, you know, aware of, you know. Some people with diabetes, you know, have to wear them, or maybe some people have sensory issues, and they have the opposite reason where, you know, because I know people that are very opposite. So it just shows that we need to just really allow each other to just make that choice. And, you know,
and open up the respectfully open up the conversation, you know, and spread the information so that way, you know,
pick
the taboo out of it, I guess.
Yeah. And if you're curious, just ask in a polite way. But make sure it's also an appropriate time and an appropriate place. And I think that's what some people, you know, really need to understand in general. You know, like, yes, you give a question, ask, but is it really appropriate for it to be asking and sticking your nose in other people's business or whatever, you know, like, and I think that's something too,
right,
that, like, I don't know, like, people would always ask about my health issues, ask why I have a cane, and I don't have a problem, you know, answering those questions, but it's like, wait
for
the right.
People think it's okay to ask it in the first place.
You know, like, if I had a friend, you know, we haven't been friends very long, and we were hanging out, and she just asked me. And see, okay, that to me was an appropriate time and place. We were just sitting around, and we were just chilling. And she was like, so why do you, like, and it was curiosity. And it was just her caring at
right.
the same time. What's going on with you? And so
mm-hmm.
it's like, there is an appropriate time and place, but if somebody's just out and about in public, why do you need to ask in the first place? I don't get that. Like, well, and I get it. Like, we have the internet, so people can get an immediate answer all the time. And so sometimes I think
right.
maybe that has been a bit of a bad thing, where now we think that we just deserve an automatic answer from everybody around us.
Right. I mean, that could be.
And because,
yeah.
and it's like, I'm all for technology. I'm all for, you know, the ways of communicating. But I think we also have to think about, like, how demanding we can be with that, you know, with, like, texting and,
mm-hmm.
you know, people now expect immediate reply. Well, you know, when you were my age and younger.
And back
you
in
just,
my day.
Well, you just called on the phone, and if you didn't get back to somebody right away, it probably wasn't that big of a deal. Well, now with texting, it's like, oh, you didn't text me back right away. Oh, you left me on read. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, like, I'm sure back in your day, oh, I got your message. I'll get to it when I feel like it. I read, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
yeah.
oh, you read my message, reply right away. And I understand if it's time sensitive, but we need to understand, too, that may not be in the headspace. Like, you know, for barefooters, a lot of the time we're put in situations where we sometimes are like, maybe I should put shoes on so that way somebody will leave me alone, because I don't
right.
want to, because I just don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean? So just think about, like,
exactly.
is it really this? And, you know, so it's like, and that can be a really frustrating thing about being a barefooter, is just, please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Please don't talk to me. And it's not that I feel ashamed. It's just, I want to be left alone. You know?
Right. Not want to deal with it right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we are.
And then you'll hear the argument of, well, then you should just put them on, and then people won't even think about it and ask me. I'm like, but I shouldn't have to do that to get people to mind their own business. I shouldn't have to live how everybody else lives to get people to mind their business. You just mind your business.
Well, and the thing, too, is, barefoot is legal. There are no laws or health codes against
mm-hmm.
it in the United States. Why should I not just conform, but give up my right to please other people,
mm-hmm.
give up my right so people will leave me alone when I'm not doing anything that is
right.
harming or offending anybody? Because, honestly, if me just living my life, walking around with bare feet, not bothering anybody, not touching anything with them, doing anything like that, if I'm offending you, that is
yeah.
a personal problem you need to address. That's
yeah.
not on me.
Yeah,
your
reactions to me are your problem. I'm responsible for what I do and say. You're responsible for how you react to what I do and say. I have nothing to do with your reactions.
Exactly. And I mean, and yeah. how other people perceive us is not our responsibility. And,
right.
And I
exactly.
think for barefooters to remember, you know, people may have these negative connotations about you, but that is not your fault, and that is not your problem. You, like, at the end of the day, you just have to do what makes you happy and what is good for your body and your mental health.
Exactly. I'm living my life for myself, not for you. We are going to, I think, go to a quick ad break, though. We will have Rita Cox calling in for part of our Meet the Management series. She should be calling in within a minute or two, so I'll have, we'll do a quick ad and pull her back on when we get back, folks. I'm going to leave it to you, Miss Phoenix.
Okay, yep. Trying to get this ad to load, but we will be right back after this ad break.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, guys. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. I am your host, Phoenix. I am here with our other host, Audrey, and we are about to have
Hello.
A guest speaker. Oh, sorry. And we'll also have a guest speaker on. Rita Cox is with us today. She works within the Barefoot is Legal organization, and she'll tell us a little bit more about her and her journey and, you know, what she does. So I'm going to go ahead and try to get her on now. Hello, Rita. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hanging in there. Oh. Doing our thing.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So we are, I mean, we know who you are. You've just recently joined the management team, correct?
Right, about a month ago.
Okay. What is it? I'm so bad with words someday. Sorry. Like,
explain to us a little bit about you and, like, kind of what barefooting is to you and, like, what you do within the organization kind of thing, if you don't mind.
Okay. So I've been barefoot for about 4 years. I joined Barefoot is Legal about 3 years ago, and once I found Barefoot is Legal and I realized that I have rights, I haven't worn shoes. You know, like, religiously, it is my religion now. And everywhere
right.
I go, now I live in the north, so actually I wear snow boots in the winter. That's my exception. You know what I mean? Like, I have a my goal in life is to never wear shoes except for my snow boots. That's, like, my goal.
Sometimes it's just a tool.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't do it to comply anymore, and I don't care, and I will pick where I go based on if they're friendly or not, because I'm not going to follow the rules, you know.
Right. I follow my rules.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A lot of people, like, maybe if you're new at this, you know, maybe I could give some advice, you know, because I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
what we're here for.
For the people that are new, yeah. So what really works for me, I carry a copy of my state law with me. Like, I just have a little card of it, and I'm going to get a whole bunch of cards and give them out. Ooh, we are having our Indiana annual meetup in the next couple of weeks. We're still working the details out, but I want to get that out
there,
too. So, yeah, I have a bunch of – I usually give the cards out to everybody that I – if I see someone in public that's barefoot, I give them a card. I give them the IVAL business cards and copy of the state law. That's what I usually carry so that I can just spread education.
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah, and for me, like, the main thing I do is I lead by example for sure because, you know, it doesn't matter where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You'll see me barefoot. And, you know, and – for new people, knowing your rights, you know, that's important. You got to know what you stand for and why, and you got to know that other people can't push you around. And I'm kind of a bully, so I actually like people bullying me sometimes because it makes me laugh. You know,
I'm like the anti-bully. Like, I can't. I have no patience for that kind of behavior. None.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's no need for it.
I am.
I totally get that. The bullies hated me. Well, I was the only one that called them out. So I think that's just awesome, though. And, yeah, you definitely have to just stick to your rights and, you know who you are and be proud of that. Like, I'm a barefooter. This is something I enjoy, and I have rights. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are there any – what, like, places – are there any particular places you won't go because you know there are going to be nay-holes about it or
– Well, yeah, like, so I quit going to Kroger. Because they would confront me, like, every time I went there, and they'd wait till I get all the way through the line. Like, I could tell they're watching me as I'm shopping. They wait till I get all the way through the checkout, and then by the time I'm done checking out, they will have, like, 4 or 5 men there, and we're talking, like, 6'4", like, all their biggest dudes. They will find all of them and have them stand there waiting for me to intimidate me and they're like, you need to wear shoes next time. And I'm like, no, I don't. I have a religious exemption. According to Indiana Code 22-9, you know, I know I'm talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, I do have anxiety. Like, I don't want to deal with these idiots. I know I'm right, but it's just, it got to be like 3 or 4 times in a row at Kroger they did that. And then luckily they put a new one right down the street from where I live. So I go to Meijer now. I've never had a problem there.
Okay. See, in my career, they tried that. They tried that, and I was like, good luck. They were letting me go, like, yell at me in the store, a customer scream at me in the store, and as soon as they told me I was going to have to leave, I said, only if he leaves. I said, if you got a bigger issue with someone not wearing shoes and someone verbally accosting your customers, we're going to have a lot more problems than you think.
Yeah. Yeah, then they're always like, yeah. So I won't go there. And there's, like, one gas station I won't go to, but I'm actually banned from it because – I'm not banned from being barefoot. I'm banned from the way I handle the situation because I get overly emotional from this guy. Keep telling me it's a health code violation, and I got pissed, and I cussed him out. So this is what you do not do. We do not want to walk around, you know, getting a worse reputation than we already have. And then now I'm banned from there, but I know better now. I, you know,
Right. Well, but sometimes too, it's hard to like keep that in. Like it is. It can be really hard to keep that in when you're just like, you know, like I know what I'm saying is true, and you keep arguing with me, and I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you what I think now. You know?
Yeah. And I mean, I tried to show you. I have a copy of the state law right here, buddy, if you'd like to look at it, you know, and he doesn't want to look at it, and I'm like, you know, over nothing because I'm in the gas station, you know. So, yeah,
I always try to say, you know, be confident and try, and I don't say succeed because I don't always succeed, but try to, like, be kind about it, but firm because you'll be like, you'll catch more with kindness and whatever, as they say. And
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
As hard as it can be, it's true. But
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Sometimes, though, it's like, this isn't going to go well for you.
Yeah.
I can be a confrontational person sometimes, and I've had to learn that just don't let them have. Like, don't let them get an emotional reaction from you. And honestly, that takes people off a lot more when you can just not get the emotion. And, you know, even if, and what I always say or what I always have in mind the moment I see people looking at me weird is I am not breaking any laws or health codes. Therefore, I am not doing anything wrong. And I do not have to explain my medical or religious reasons for you because medical and religious
reasons.
And they
legally cannot ask you about them.
So, but, you know, you can fill in what your reasons are and just say, I don't have to explain this to you. But I always bring up medical issues and religion and just leave it at that because it shows that not only are you discriminating on my barefooting right, but you're discriminating against me medically and religiously. That becomes a bigger, deeper issue. And, you know, when you say that, people just are like, oh, I better shut up. And I'm like, yeah, you better.
When I went in one place, it was a Target, actually, and two things happened. One, I was wearing a long skirt that day, and this male employee actually came up and asked me to show him my feet. And I looked at him and I said, sir, are you asking me to lift my dress up? He's like, no. And he walked away. And then later on, like another employee had asked me about it. And I told him, I said, there are no laws or health codes. And I said, I have health and, you know, religious reasons for not. And they said, well, what are they? I said, you don't want to ask me that. And they said, well, yes, I do. I said, you're breaking the law right now yourself. If you're actually even asking me, it's not your business what they are. But I was like, it was the same shopping trip. I'm like, y'all need to retrain your employees. But one toast says, are you asking me to lift my dress up? I thought it was hilarious. He did not find it funny. I did.
Oh, I know.
I mean, technically he was, though.
He was. Mm-hmm. I don't really get all this stigma, honestly, because it's like there are no laws against it. There are no health codes against it. And yes, you know, when we get into it, you know, the stigma does derive directly from discrimination of, you know, many different groups of people that barefooted for many different reasons. And so it's like it is a much deeper issue, you know, and it's like we can think like why are people
long
like
story short too, why does my feet affect you?
Yeah. Do people tell me that it's unsanitary and it's disgusting and I'm spreading foot fungus? I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, first of all.
That foot fungus one makes me giggle. I'm like,
everybody, I swear, fucking believes it.
I know, but even if I had it, it doesn't crawl. It stays put.
Yeah.
It's a fungus. It stays put.
if you don't put your shoes up with my feet, you put it back.
Yeah,
if you put your feet in nasty shoes, you're going to grow that fungus. If you don't, then it's not going to affect you if you do touch it.
Exactly.
Can you educate yourself before you speak to me again? Like, please do some research before you start a conversation. That would be great.
I've lost friends over this. It's ridiculous. I thought they were my friends, you know? Like, wow.
Yeah.
You find out who your friends are.
No,
a lot of people will stand up for me, even if they don't believe in me, in my ways, they'll still stand up for me and, you know. Of course, like that's who your real friends are. You find out.
Well, I went out to dinner actually with some coworkers the other day. And there's this one I barely know her, right?
But, like, as we were leaving, we'd all paid, and this waiter comes back. He said, I was not even like it was him at all. I was sent back here to put shoes on. And I was like, why? And he's, like, being, like, nasty all the time about standard. And she's like, before I even had a chance to defend myself, she's like, who cares? They're fake. That ended up going on and on. I was like, thank you. He's like, you don't even know how much that means to one of us to, like, have that, you know, backup with, like, I don't even really know you, you know? Like, we're getting to know each other better now, of course. After that, like, all right, we're definitely friends now.
Yeah.
But then other people, though, like, they'll ask, they don't want to go out with me because they know I'm not going to have shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's your choice. And that's your problem.
Yeah.
And they're not your friend, though.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I mean,
clearly.
Most people don't even notice. Most people don't even notice. I'm like, calm down. You know?
And if they do, they're like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't affect me at all. Like, I might, even if they think, like, either A, well, there's two outcomes. Like, either A, I might never do, you know, for them, I might never do it, but what does it matter to me? Or B, oh, that's something I can get away with? Tell me more, you know? Like,
No.
I've had friends that I've helped get a little more into it. But, like, and some of my friends, you know, they only like doing it, you know, when we're hiking and getting in water or getting in the mud or, but, you know, it was something that I've always enjoyed. And, but because of being in school and doing extracurricular activities, I was, you know, put in situations, especially in high school, where I had to have them on for so long periods of time. But, like, looking back, like, I'm not surprised that I barefoot pretty much full time now, because I would always try to take them off any chance I got. The moment we were out of band practice, these suckers are off. Even sometimes at band practice, if I could and we were just inside, because we for safety reasons or whatever, we had to wear, you know, shoes when marching. And then on top of it, it's also like a competition thing. Like, you have to wear certain shoes. So, and I didn't fully realize there were no laws or health codes against it, but so I would just, you know, have those moments where I would try to just fit it in wherever I could. And so, you know, over the past 2 years, as I've gotten more and more and more into it, you know, it's, you know, it wasn't something I just like went out and told all my friends necessarily. I mean, when I started doing the radio show with you, yes, I did. But, you know, it was just something they were just like, oh, she doesn't wear shoes. Like, it was just something they just accepted. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if people are really your friends, they're just going to accept it. They're not going to create a problem out of it. And if they want to, that's an issue. Now, you know, the people that care about you may ask questions, you know, out of curiosity or maybe because they are concerned for your safety. But, you know, it's all about how they come at you too. You know, because, like, my boyfriend's sister, you know, we're kind of close. Like, his sisters are like sisters to me because I've known, I've been with him for 6 years. And so one of his sisters, she's only 14, and she, you know, was like, well, can't you get, like, foot fungus from that? But that, again, that was not her even trying to be, like, you know, negative or hateful or ignorant. It was her, like, just not knowing and asking a question. Then I explained it to her, like, no, you're actually more likely to, you know, get that, and it's more likely to grow, like, way, way, way more likely in shoes because they like warm, dark, wet places, and shoes get sweaty and warm, and, you know, and she was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. And, know, wasn't an issue. And so, you know, just try to, you know, differentiate between, is this person coming at me for curiosity and or a place from I care about you, or are they just being a jerk? And if they're being a jerk, you don't owe them anything. Cut them out of your life at that point.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. Sorry. But Rita, you want to tell us a little bit more about, like, you know, what you do within Barefoot is Legal?
I'm just a moderator right now. I make a lot of memes lately and post them. I try to get on the business site, try to get people talking on the business page. And I've been a member of the team really before I was officially, I was always going through the Facebook and spreading the information and getting people what they need. If they're asking, how do I find this law? I'll just send it to them. I've been doing that kind of thing for a long time. And I'm leaving Indiana meetup. So we're going to, last year we had a decent show up. This year if I was more organized, I think we'd have a lot more people, but I've been, I don't know, not as organized, but, you know, last year I had, Chantel was leading Indiana last year. She helped me a lot. So, I don't know.
Okay.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. Cool. Always, yeah, being active, even when you're not, like, made to be, too. That shows, like, commitment.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and,
one. I was like, I should probably just be a member of the management team. But then I was like, I don't know. It seemed like a lot of stress because people will get to me after a while because, like, if people don't want to listen, I get upset, man. And then they tell me that what I know is wrong and it's not. But I'm glad
you know,
it's really not that stressful when you look at it. And you don't have
it's
to.
It's not as bad. I know when I was first asked up, I was like, okay, but my ADHD brain, I'm like, we can forget some stuff. But it's not been. It's not a too big of a, like, I don't want to say commitment, I guess. Like, it's a big commitment, but time-consuming commitment, I guess I should say. It's definitely, and it's helped so much. It's, like, everything, I think, and as far as, like, spreading the word and standing my ground and whatnot. So we're definitely glad to have you as part of the team as well.
Oh, well, definitely. I think it's great how much you just want to spread information and knowledge. Like, I just think that's amazing. And it's so important, too, with all of the misinformation and just BS out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, because it is my religion. I really do care about it. I mean, it's something I'm passionate about, you know, and people make fun of me, whatever. It is who I am now, you know. I'm not going to change.
Right, exactly.
So I might
like,
as well.
The only time I put
if
them
I
on
want
is...
it to be... Yeah. If I want to make a difference
ahead,
in the world, I mean, that's basically what it's down to because we have so many people with stigmas against us and so many people judging us. We have to actually get out there and do it. So it's not going to change if we don't do it, you know? And that's what I believe in. We can do. We can change. It's like changing the whole world is not easy, but we can do it.
No, it's not. And it's sometimes downright exhausting, but you know what?
Yeah.
Like, the only time I put them on is for work, and that's because, you know, I do like having a paycheck, but I can slip them off here and there, you know. But still, it's I don't like it, but it's I'm in the job I want to be in, so you make sense.
Yeah.
As far as everywhere else, like, I go to my doctor's office, I don't have shoes on. I go, you know, basically wherever I go, like you said, if I can't wear shoes, I'm not going. Or, I mean, if I have to wear shoes, I mean, I'm not going. So... Oh, dang it, there's a freaking wasp on my truck. Sorry.
Yeah, one more thing I was going to tell people. If you're looking for somewhere to, like, more accept you, like, look for places run by foreigners because in the United States there's a huge stigma. But, like, my daughter's doctor, the pediatrician, she's from Nigeria. My dentist is from India. And my favorite restaurant is Mexican. So, like, these people have more of an open mind when it comes to this. They don't have the Americanized, you know, discrimination
right.
mindset.
You're not wrong there.
So
yeah.
that's my advice
for
to people that are new. Or if you can't find some place to go that accepts you, look for something owned by a foreigner.
Well, a lot of those cultures you mentioned, I mean, barefooting, you know, plays a key role. I mean, most Latin American dancers, especially if they're into, like, you know, what we call, like, belly dancing, and a lot of hip movements, they barefoot. A lot of, you know, Indian cultures, it's just a normal thing in India. But even, like, my GI doctor, she's Indian, and she was probably the most accepting experience where she didn't make a comment about it, but she just made comments about, like, you know, listen to your body, like, you know your body better than everything, like, everything is connected, and it was just one of those things I felt so much better after leaving. And it was the first appointment I had been to barefooting and I was dreading it. Didn't have a problem.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah. Like, I even went to one doctor too and they were trying to tell me I had to wear shoes the next time I go in and this, that, and the other. And their reasoning was because I kid you not, because I looked at them like, do you realize what you just said? But their reason, you know, if there was a sharp on the floor, basically a needle had fallen. I'm like, I said, how often do you leave needles on the floor when you drop them? Because if that's a common practice, I don't want to be back in here anyway. Like, that is ridiculous for me. But,
that's what you're telling me right now?
Yeah. And I've not been back. They went as far as to literally for one of my appointments, they bought flip-flops. So, A, we're too small, even if I wanted to comply, which I wasn't going to, but
Yeah.
It's literally in my file with them now that I am non-compliant, and I just walked around with the shoes even though I was told I had to wear them. And da, 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 da. I'm like, y'all are lame.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know. I don't know. I was like reading this note. I mean, like, it's in my chart. I was reading, like, are you serious right now? Like,
oh,
I don't
my
know.
God,
people,
it's in your my chart.
It is. It is in the notes on the my chart. And I was like, you're kidding me right now. I about died. Like, I was like, I told my husband, I was like, look at this. You gotta read this. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yes. I'm like, I want to.
Oh,
I think I screenshotted it too somewhere. But like, I was like, are you kidding me right now? But yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm non-compliant. Oh, and I'd even talked to the office manager before I left and shared all my Barefoot's legal stuff. And they said they were worried about it because being the whole big organization, you know, their owner, whatever. And I said, every other one of my doctors is part of that network, actually. And your HR from the hospital emailed me an apology for a volunteer trying to make me put socks on. So that's not going to fly. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not even a thing. They don't care. If they cared, like, I'd have issues with every one of your offices I go to. It was a thing. It was ridiculous. But I just laughed. I was like, it's just so dumb.
Yeah.
But
that's how the hospital here treats me. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to add, it's, you know, that it's so ridiculous when, you know, medical reasons are also a very key reason, you know, for you barefooting and even for myself barefooting.
Yeah.
That. Why would you choose flip flops in general? Why would you have me put flip flops
yeah.
on before you barefoot? Those are like the worst thing for you.
Because they
feet.
Wanted to force me into something, and those are cheap.
Yeah, and I'm pretty
and
sure any podiatrist would rather you throw flip flops out the window than put them on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Oh yeah, it was great. Even my podiatrist doesn't care. Just for the record, they think it's great for my body, too. So,
Exactly.
But
I just,
I
don't understand it. Like,
and I probably never will. I figure by the time I figure everything out, I'll become to die. So, I don't want to figure it out.
Well, it's like being, like, a fall risk and walking with a cane, like, and people just not understanding that, like, I am more likely to slide around if I have shoes on, even tennis shoes, guys, that, you know, than walking barefoot. I have more grip, and, you know, I am more in control of my movements, even, you know, and my feet do have to move a certain for me personally, and maybe it's not a certain way that other people's feet needs to move, but it's the way mine need to for my walking issues, and I need to be able to do that without shoes getting in the way. And there's so many other reasons to add in, but it's like the fall risk component is, I feel like, the most obvious.
Oh, I've fallen way less
that I just don't get
without shoes. Every time I've almost every time I've fallen, not every time, I've fallen barefoot, don't get me wrong, but almost every time I've fallen, it's been due to shoes. Or when I, like, I stubbed my toe at work so bad the other day, like, I'm pretty sure it's broken. Like, it's swollen and it's bad. I was like, oh, if you wore shoes, I'm like, excuse me, I was. I was wearing shoes when I about broke my toe. So your argument is garbage. You know, it's people don't even, I'm like, can you, again, think before you speak. Figure out all the information first.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I'm, think and fly. Sorry. I try to keep stuff in my head. It doesn't stay there. That's what gets me in trouble. What is, you said, so you've been barefooting full-time for 4 years. Did you, like, part-time before that, or?
Well, it started off, well, I never liked shoes. And I would, like, lose my shoes everywhere I went, because as soon as I would get somewhere, I would take them off. And I would just forget about it. And, like, I would go home later and not even think about it, and then my shoes would be wherever I was at the last location. You know what I mean? So I was losing shoes like crazy. And my friends were getting shitty at me. They're like, Rita, okay, I have a size 12 shoes. And they're like, Rita, where are these giant boats in my walkway? They're like, what the hell? Get your fucking shoes out here. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Oh, excuse my language. And it was like, but I was losing so many shoes. And it was like, what is the point? Why am I doing this? I don't want to wear them. I can't stand them.
Right.
So as soon as I get there, I lose them. And I literally lose them. And I'm like, that's dumb. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
Yeah, just, I never like, she's like, grew up on a farm.
Like, am I actually losing them on accident or?
Yeah. I grew up on a farm. We didn't wear shoes as kids. It wasn't even a big deal, you know? We'd run around outside all the time.
Right.
On a farm, yeah. We didn't care.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
only, That's you know, bad. But I always thought I was told you had to wear them in public, you know, so I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I know. I used to get in trouble at school. Oh, my gosh. I got so many, like, I don't know, write-ups, get detentions and stuff because I'd take them off. And I'd get to my next class and be like, I need a hall pass. To go get my shoes, you know, like they got tired of it. It didn't fix the problem, making me, you know, punishing me. I'm like, it's not gonna fix anything because I'm still not enjoying it. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I feel it. I feel that. I'm like, yeah, they're dumb. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like I said, like they're a tool. They're useful for some situations, maybe, but
right.
You know, like you said, extreme cold, or like we went on vacation out west, like some of the ground spots got really hot even for me, you know, and I did break down from them for a minute, but I'm like, it was literally like hot enough I could even feel it boiling through the sole of the shoe kind of number, like, so yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, wow.
But like, I'm just, typical everyday use, I'm like, why though?
No, yeah,
like,
no
why?
Way.
Yeah, like you're
like garbage.
For when necessary, like. You know, the snow boots, or when the ground is so hot when you can't touch it. Like, that honestly is, like, the only time I've really put on shoes this summer. Like, really, like, you know, and looking back, you know, like, when I think about, like, being a kid and going to school, I'm like, why is anybody surprised I don't wear shoes? Why should I be surprised at all? Like, I mean, how much school
is now they judge it. They know when winter's here. They're like, oh, it must be cold out.
Like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I got shoes on. Got out. If you're, because I've done that where I'm like, where my boyfriend said, like, oh, it must be hot out. Or I've even said, oh, can you tell it's hot out? And it takes him a second until he realizes I'm wearing shoes for once because the asphalt is so hot that, you know, because we had some over 100 degree days. And so
that
stuff gets a little too spicy. But
95
degrees, I'm fine.
It has not gotten hot enough here to burn my feet yet.
Yeah, I'm glad for you. I'm glad.
I just got a worse winter than you.
Yeah.
probably. I think because you're a little further north than we are. So, yeah, probably a little bit more intense there.
When I get out of it, like, I tried to do the parking lot because I didn't realize how hot it was when we got through the car. I kid you not, we were over in Vegas. And I'm like, I had to put them on about two steps in the parking lot, back up to the shade and put them on, right? I'm like, no, I don't want to. We get in the car, it says it's 116 degrees. I'm like, oh, yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it, yeah. Yeah.
That'll do it. Other than that, like, yeah, well, that'll do, pig. Sorry. At that point,
Lord.
I feel like that it becomes the most logical thing to do. It's like, oh, the ground is boiling?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, okay. And there might be people that can tolerate it. I'm just wasn't there yet. Just not quite there yet. You know, like
that's a lot. Yeah.
If you can take it, more power to you. That's impressive. And amazing. But I personally could not. I tried.
I don't think I've ever tried.
I was just saying. I'm sorry. I'm proud to say
I
can.
How hot it was.
6 degree weather, but I could not imagine what it's like out west. But sorry,
oh, no.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty roasty toasty out there, but it's beautiful. It's hot.
Yeah.
Definitely is. The air is so dry too, though, that. Oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it between already having dry skin and wanting to be barefoot. I don't know if I could handle that heat.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful place. Well, so many beautiful places out there, though.
There are. It was a tough one. But
I'm looking at the time. Do you want to run a ad and then come back?
We can do that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't see the time because I'm not by my phone, honestly.
Are you, no. Ms. Rita, are you able to, do you want to come back on after the break? Or do you, I don't want
yeah,
to,
I can
like,
come back.
Assume you have, okay, cool. I just want to assume, yeah, like, you had the whole time or if you had to get something done or whatever. So, okay. So we'll run a quick ad break, and then we will be back in a couple minutes with Ms. Rita Cox.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens. Not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com. Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. you're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living barefoot lifestyle, as well as just, you know, building a community where everyone is accepted and, you know, to share knowledge and information regarding the barefoot lifestyle. I am your host, Phoenix, with our other host, Audrey, on the line, and we have Rita Cox, who is an admin within the Barefoot is Legal organization with us, to, you know, continue our discussion just regarding barefooting, really. We have about 14 minutes left of the show, so I didn't know, Rita, if there was anything else you wanted to share with us specifically.
Nothing specific, no.
Okay. What'd you have to say,
sorry,
Audrey? I'm sorry.
I need to make sure. No, it's okay. I need to make sure I remind people that we're also now, our show's been picked up by Mix 105 Internet Radio, and the show will be played not tomorrow, Sunday, but the Sunday after at 4:30 in the morning. So if you want to catch it again, you can catch it on the radio that way. And, yeah, it's Mix 105 Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I do want to mention again that our...
so new.
I want to mention again our Indiana annual meetup is coming up in the next couple weeks. I will get the details out really soon, but I want to just let everyone be aware that it's going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana this year.
Yeah.
So if there's any Hoosiers out there that can come, we'd love to see you. We love meeting more barefooters for sure.
Definitely. That sounds like it'll be an awesome time, too. So,
yeah.
Yes, definitely. I know we've been talking about, you know, trying to do meetups in our area because we're in Ohio, but everything's been crazy. But I think it's great that, you know, you're able to, you know, do that and that, you know, you're, you know, getting people involved on a community level. I think that's really great. I hope you have, you know, a lot of people that come out. I think it's a great way for, you know, people to just feel connected and accepted too. You know, there's so much scrutiny against barefooting, you know, still to this day, even though we have those rights, even though we're not breaking any health codes, that it is really nice to, you know, meet and talk with people that, you know, share that mentality.
And it shows
it's
that
cool,
it's not so few.
Yeah, I found out a few friends that I've known for 20 years. They don't wear shoes. I mean, I would have never known. And I told them about Barefoot is Legal. Now they're in the member, you know, they're members too. And they just had no idea it was legal. And just like me, I had no idea I could actually do this, you know. So it's awesome. I love it.
That is amazing. That's great. I know. I'm hoping to be able to get some stuff like that started here. I'm not so great at the planning and of things. Like that, really, like grand scale. So it's like so anybody listening that's in the Ohio area, if you got tips, get with me.
Yeah, I mean, last year we only had like 5 people show up last year, but it was, you know, it was fun. It was, not only that, while we were there, we actually met there was a barefoot guy there at the restaurant we were at, and he was like, I never wear shoes. So it was so cool. Like, we were like another one.
That
you
is
know?
Awesome.
Happened to be there at the same time we were there. So even though it was small, I mean, you can start small like that, 5 people. This year we're probably, I'm hoping to have a lot more than that. But, of course, like I said, I'm not as organized as I usually am, so we'll see.
Right.
But, you know, even a small get-together is good. Yeah. You're out in public as a group, you know.
Yeah, get some eyes on it and some knowledge flowing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And where did you say this was? Indiana again? I'm sorry.
We're in Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne?
Fort Wayne. Okay.
Well,
What?
We lost you, Phoenix.
Sorry, I was writing that down, too. But, yeah, I think that'd be
Okay.
I was like, did she get out?
stop for a second. Cause I was like, wait, I want to make sure I get it down right so I don't write it wrong and then be like, wait, what was it later? I'm not sure how far away that is from me, but I'd even be willing to check it out. Is the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group, is that a good way for people to keep an eye out for this information?
Yes. Yeah. Follow the Facebook page. Yeah. And I've been on Facebook restrictions, so it's hard for me to get information out right now, which is another reason I'm not. But yeah, it will be posted. It's going to be hard to find since I'm on a restricted account or whatever. But yeah, keep an eye out. Or get a hold of me. You can get a hold of
me. Well, then if you text the information to me too, I can share it on the Instagram too.
Yeah, I'll make sure that everybody in the management, or at least most people, know. And also, like you mentioned, Mix 105 Radio. They're our new partner here in Indiana, so they're going to, you can always go, maybe get a hold of them. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be definitely awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Awesome. I'm excited. I might, depending on like when and how far it is from us, I might make an appearance. That'd be fun. We might get an idea of how one should go.
Where are you at, Dayton?
Dayton area, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how far. I think maybe an hour or so away.
I think it's further than that, because we're like,
might be a little.
We're close to, you know where Lima, Ohio is?
A little bit.
It'd be up north of you guys.
Okay. I'm thinking like directly west, but I don't get out.
Yeah,
much,
you'd be like.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
I'm
like
sure
only
I
can
find it
the border though. Yeah,
but
GPS is my friend.
We'll try to check it out.
Yeah, we'll definitely look for information. Like I said, I'll share it on the Instagram once we have more information too. That way, you know, there's
anybody
that might be there that's not. That way, get the word out a little bit.
Yeah, awesome.
So, that's great. That's awesome.
Awesome.
I know. I need to figure out how to get one of these going around here. There's been so much happening. It's like, I don't know. Can somebody else take that wheel?
I don't know either. We'll make it work.
We're just flying by the seat of our pants around here, folks.
Yep. It works out, though.
It does. We tend to get some really cool things happening. So, I mean, it ain't all bad.
Yeah.
It's just not all good either.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's been great having you on and talking to you, though. And I mean, I'm glad that you're a member of the admin team, since you're very adamant about sharing information and sharing knowledge. And I think that's amazing. So it was really great to get to talk to you and get to know
you
a little bit.
Much.
Definitely.
Yes, and please reach out with any information. We'll be sure to share it out.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem.
This has been great. I left my planner at home. I forget who's calling in next week, guys. So I will post that on the Instagram and Facebook when I get back home. That's the one, you go on a camping trip, you're just like, I'm not planning nothing. So I didn't take it. So oops. I'm get that out there. I think it might be week the triathlon runner, because that'll be an interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
He seems like an interesting dude. I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so definitely listen in next week. We'll have him on. I'll misspeak on the radio again. I did that a couple weeks ago. I don't want to do that again.
But I think, either way, even if, he isn't our, guest speaker for next week, I'm excited to have him on to be able to bring, a new perspective of barefooting that we haven't really been able to touch on from, our own experiences. We're nowhere near athletic.
We're not athletic.
So it'll be
not even close.
It'll be nice to be able to bring that other aspect of barefooting for athletic barefooters. So it may not be next mm-hmm. week, guys, though. Just to let
no,
you know.
No, he is the 20th. So if next week's the 20th, he's on. I'm saying I don't remember who's on the week after. Yeah, no, he is
okay.
for sure the 20th.
No. Yeah, it's the 20th. Okay. Yeah, so we will have him on next week to talk for sure. Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
I think that'll definitely
I'm
be
saying,
exciting.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not sure. I can't remember who's. Yeah.
You're good.
I can't remember
who's.
The 27th.
Started to break up, probably what it was.
Gotcha. It's probably because I'm by a lake. Sorry.
Or my phone.
I mean, I'm not sorry, but.
Second. No, you're good.
That could be too. All right. Well, do you want to, do you have anything else you want to add this week, Miss Phoenix or Miss Rita? I don't know.
No,
I know
you.
We're running a couple minutes out, but
I'm
good.
So
that was a really good conversation, though.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
All right. Well, did you say you had something, Phoenix? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
Wrapping up. We have about 4 minutes left of the show, guys. It was really great to have Rita on for sure. But, you know, I hope you are all just having, you know, a great week and, you know, living your best barefoot lifestyle. Remember to listen to your body and, you know, your mindset, nobody else's, you know. So just listen to you, but remember to be safe and have fun. You know, that's so important. And know that your reasons for barefooting are valid. If you are interested in other resources, I recommend going to barefootislegal.org to get a lot of great information, including state and county letters showing that, you know, barefoot is legal. So I definitely recommend checking that out. And there's a lot of other great stuff over there. If you're on Instagram, you can check us out at Real Barefoot is Legal. At Barefoot is Legal 2, as in just the number 2 on TikTok. And you can find us on Twitter and Facebook under Barefoot is Legal. So I hope this has been a good show for you all. It's always a little annoying at times when we have, you know, a breakup and a disconnect with us, you know, not being in the same place.
Yeah, the lags and stuff.
Oh, definitely. But I think we
Audrey goofing thinking she's going to have a better signal than she does, so we have to, you know, change how we're doing it. That's always fun.
Oh, okay. Anytime we do a call-in, though, and anytime we have a guest speaker, there's always a little bit of a disconnect. So, I mean, I don't think anybody can really be blamed entirely for tech issues, considering this has been an ongoing thing every time we have callers. But I think
it's
we did
tech,
a pretty
though.
Good job.
I mean, it happens.
Exactly, but
yeah, agreed.
I'm definitely excited about having the triathlon guy next week because I don't know anything about it, so I feel like, you know, he'd be able to bring in another aspect of that. We are about to end the show, so I hope you guys are doing well. And just be safe and keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. Is there anything you wanted to add, Audrey?
Be kind, help when you can, don't be a jerk. Same as always.
Exactly.
That's about all I got right now. I'm going to go on a hike here when we get off. Another one.
Yeah, for sure. But you can also check us out at Mixed Radio. 105 Mixed Radio.
Mixed 105 Internet Radio.
Yeah, Mixed 105 Internet Radio. So, we'll be back next week here on Freedomizer Radio with Barefoot is Legal. So take care.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.